Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal court of appeals panel heard arguments today over the controversial Texas immigration law.
Senate Bill 4 creates a misdemeanor for coming into Texas between the ports of entry and allows local police to enforce it. Texas Solicitor General Aaron Nielsen argues that because people associated with drug cartels sometimes enter that way,
Texas has a right to defend itself.
But Assistant U.S. Attorney Daniel Tenney says the Supreme Court has long held that
the federal government has to have control over the immigration system.
SB4 is on hold while the Court of Appeals weighs its merits. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Israeli forces are engaged in a standoff with Hamas at the Al-Shifa hospital complex in Gaza City. The IDF forces say they've killed 90 gunmen. Others, though, are barricaded inside. Interest rates remaining unchanged for now. The Fed board says the economy is on the right track, but inflation is still too high. The board says, though, 3 interest rate cuts could come sometime this year. This is ABC News. House Republicans holding another hearing today, focusing on the impeachment inquiry of President Biden and Biden family business dealings overseas. Testimony included a Ukrainian-American businessman and one-time associate of Rudy Giuliani.
House Oversight Chairman James Comer says the then vice president was a brand sold to clients by his son and brother.
Joe Biden shows up, and millions of dollars come into the Biden's pockets.
But Democrats called Lev Parnas, a former associate of Rudy Giuliani's, to tell of what he found as he looked for dirt ahead of the 2020 election.
I found precisely zero evidence of the Biden's corruption in Ukraine.
Democrats say the impeachment inquiry should end. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
O-Pill is now available online, and starting this week, Walgreens says it will begin stocking the over-the-counter birth control pill at stores nationwide. Walgreens and CVS say they've also started offering the progesterone blocker mifepristone in some states where abortion is legal. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your Ghia dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit FullersMilkerCenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News Today, sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. For tonight, cooling off, lows down to around 17, south winds 5 to 10 with a few clouds. Thursday, partly sunny during the day. Highs could be up to around 40, southeast winds of around 5. Thursday night, snow likely 1 to 3 inches possible, lows of 27, and snow early in the day Friday, possibly another 1 to 2 inches with highs of 40. It's 35 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Department of Workforce Development has announced almost $4 million in Wisconsin Fast Forward worker training grants. The awards will assist 22 employers in training more than 2,000 workers to meet the needs of the workplace of the future. These grants provide $3.9 million training funds for the in-demand sectors of construction, healthcare, manufacturing, and transportation. Many of the projects include partnerships with community organizations, local employers, and industry associations. The grant awards include, in the manufacturing category, $100,440 to Southwest Wisconsin Technical College in Grant County. Southwest Tech will train 251 unemployed people in electromechanical technology, industrial maintenance, introduction to machining, safety, and supervisory management. $271,000 to Trienda LLC in Columbia County, and $347,736 to Penda in Columbia County. In the customer service category, $291,300 to Madison Metropolitan School District in Dane County. The Madison Metropolitan School District will train 25 current workers in partnership with the Middleton Cross Plains Area School District, Lake Mills Area School District, and UW-Madison School of Education. Trainees will earn a master's degree in education leadership to become assistant principals and principals. In the construction category, $85,750 to Oakwood Lutheran Senior Ministries in Dane County. And in the healthcare category, $52,800 to Access Community Health Centers Incorporated in Dane County, $57,000 to the City of Portage Fire Department in Columbia County, $278,350 to SSM Healthcare of Wisconsin in Dane County, and $93,480 to Meritor Foundation Incorporated in Dane County. A proposal requiring the teaching of Asian American history in Wisconsin is heading to Governor Tony Evers' desk. The measure, which passed in the full state legislature on Tuesday, amends a current law that requires public school districts and pre-service education programs in the state to offer instruction on the history and culture of Native Americans, Black Americans, and Hispanics. Though Asian Americans consist of a little over 3% of Wisconsin's population, their numbers in the state have grown over the past years, with residents of Hmong descent providing for 29% of the community's total population. If signed into law, Wisconsin would join Illinois in passing similar legislation. The former power plant in Genoa has been demolished. Dairyland Power Cooperative took down the coal-powered plant in a controlled demolition Tuesday morning. The plant was used for 52 years. The company used about 400 pounds of explosives to knock down the plant and will spend the next few months cleaning up the steel and rubble. Dairyland says it doesn't know what it will do with the site yet. A second candidate has entered the race for the 96th Assembly District. Incumbent Republican Representative Lauren Oldenburg is seeking a fourth term in office. Oldenburg from Viroqua has represented the 96th since 2018. The district covers Vernon County and part of La Crosse County. One Democratic challenger has announced plans to run. Former La Crosse County Board Chair and former congressional candidate Tara Johnson is also running. River Valley School District residents are invited to the final referendum informational session tomorrow at 5 at the River Valley Middle School Learning Center. Two capital referendum questions for the district will appear on the April 2nd ballot. An advisory task force made up of community members surveyed the community and came up with what residents felt were important for the district. Lauren Glassbrenner serves as the district administrator.
At our first two meetings, I'd say attendance has been right where I wanted it to be. And what I really like about these community meetings is oftentimes the people coming to these are people that haven't been involved thus far. So it's maybe a grandparent that hasn't come to a meeting or somebody that hasn't been at a sporting event. And so they're coming in to make sure they're informed voters, either from the community as they don't have children yet, or they've had children and now they're in a retirement age. So it's been a nice new group of people getting the information.
In conclusion, two questions were finalized for the spring ballot. The first question includes renovations at the elementary, middle, and high schools at a cost of $19.5 million. The second question includes a building project at the high school at a cost of $14.5 million. Each question can pass or fail on its own. The impact on taxes will depend on which scenario passes, just one or two or both. All community members are invited to attend this final session, even if you have attended before.
They're welcome to come to any and all meetings that we're having, as well as we've really tried to bump up our social media by making sure we're informed with that. But we also have on rvschools.org, which is the district's website, many tabs that have given the last 2 years worth of kind of events that have led up to this point.
The final informational session will be held tomorrow night at 5 in the Learning Center at the middle school. Again, referendum information can also be found on the River Valley School District website at rvschools.org. It's time to put on your walking and running shoes. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office will host its 12th annual 5K9 Run Walk and Kids Fun Run at the Vernon County Sheriff's Office in Viroqua Saturday, April 6th. The Kids Fun Run is a quarter-mile run for children 11 and under. It will begin at 9 at the Sheriff's Office. Immediately following the Kids Fun Run, the 5K Run Walk will start. Medals will be awarded to the top three place winners in each division for both male and female in all age categories. After the run, you are welcome to attend demonstrations from Canine Dax and Handler Deputy Mark Bellisero. There will also be a meet and greet and swearing in with the new Canine Team Handler, Deputy Sheriff Brad Brueggemann, and his new canine partner. If you are interested in supporting the canine unit, you can go to the Vernon County website to the Sheriff's Office tab, and then under the Canine Unit tab, you will see the registration form you can print off and send in. The pre-registration deadline for the 5K9 Run Walk and Kids Fun Run is March 22nd to ensure you get a 5K9 Run Walk t-shirt. Registration is $20. If you register after the March 22nd or the day of the event, the registration cost will be $25 and you will not get the annual t-shirt. All proceeds will help benefit the canine unit, the new canine team, and canine DAX for annual maintenance training and equipment costs. The USDA is accepting applications for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program for enrollment in 2024. The DMC program is designed as a risk management program offering protection to dairy producers when the difference between the all milk price and the average feed price falls below a certain dollar amount selected by the producer. The deadline to apply for this program is April 29th. More information on the DMC program can be found on the Farm Service Agency's website page at go.wisc.edu/v7957z. UW-Madison Division of Extension will be hosting a virtual meeting featuring Leonard Polzine, Extension Dairy Markets and Policy Outreach Specialist. Polzine will cover what a producer needs to know for the 2024 DMC sign-up. He will walk through changes to the DMC program that could affect current and previous year's coverage from the program. Polzine will discuss the DMC decision tool that was developed to help producers decide on the level of coverage necessary, with a variety of conditions to help determine the strongest financial safety net for their farm. The program will be held Friday at 11 online, utilizing the Zoom platform. Please visit go.wisc.edu/495058 to register for the meeting. If you need assistance registering, call Jackie McCarville, Regional Dairy Educator, at 608-576-0147. A Red Cross blood drive was held in Muscadet yesterday. 59 units of blood was collected, including 16 double red cell donations. Registration volunteers were Tobiah Frazier, Kennedy Cooey, Kate Frazier, and John and Jackie Schmadick. United Presbyterian Women served refreshments, including homemade baked goods. Mark your calendar for the next Muscadet Community Blood Drive, Tuesday, June 18th, from 11:30 to 5:30. Today's winner of $75 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Jeff Lee of Pine City, Minnesota, on ticket number 721.
Traditions help connect us with the past and build memories for the future. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We recognize that maintaining a tradition while grieving the loss of a loved one isn't easy. If you can't continue a tradition, why not consider a new activity that you enjoy? There are many tools that can help. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com or call or visit us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Willard Jr. Wentz, 95, of Prairie du Chien, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be Thursday at 6 at the Garrity Funeral Home Chapel in Prairie du Chien, with private burial at a later date in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Garrity Funeral Home Thursday from 3 until the time of service at 6. Military honors will be accorded by the Prairie du Chien Honor Guard immediately following the service. Willard Jr. Wentz, 95, of Prairie du Chien. Bessie June Crary, 95, of Avoca, died Monday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 2:30 Friday at the Avoca United Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca United Methodist Church Friday from 1 until the time of service at 2:30. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Bessie June Crary, 95 of Avoca. Penny P. Kalish, 62 of Boscobel, died March 3rd at her home. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 until 7 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. A time of remembrance service will be held at 7. A private family burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Penny P. Kalish, 62 of Boscobel. Roxanne Kovars, 82 of Oshkosh, formerly of Muscadet, died March 11th while receiving hospice care at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. A future celebration of life will be held at the Blue River Valley Church. Burial will follow at the Blue River Valley Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Roxanne Kovars, 82 of Oshkosh, formerly of Muscadet. Geraldine L. Felton, 83 of Richland Center, died March 12th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at the Fancy Creek Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Geraldine L. Felton, 83 of Richland Center. Phyllis Arlene Mickelson, 93 of Arena, died February 18th at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 11 to 1 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Tunnel to Tow or Badger Honor Flight. Phyllis Arlene Mickelson, 93 of Arena. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94 of Viroqua, died Monday at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 6th from 10 until noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide military honors at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will be held at a later date at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94 of Viroqua.
Get the lowest prices of the year at the 53rd Annual Sales Fair, on now at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Huge savings on gates, fencing, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one free on gallons of paint. Plus, get an $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Check out all the deals at NelsonEggerCenter.com. Sales Fair is on now through Sunday, March 24th at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, right as we officially sprung into spring, winter slapped us. High temperatures today only climbed to the mid-30s, and with the wind still breezy, it felt much cooler than that. But I will admit, the sunshine was nice. You gotta find a positive to every day. Now tonight, a few clouds are building in, and we're sliding cold, crashing to the teens. Tomorrow, we'll start off under a mix of sun and clouds, and then those clouds will start to thicken as the storm sits on our back doorstep. High temperatures, however, will climb to the upper 30s. Snow will strike by Thursday night, mainly after sunset, with 1 to 3 inches likely. However, the heaviest of the snow will hit Friday morning, where we could see snowfall rates approaching a half an inch an hour. Be sure to have a winter weather emergency kit in your car now, and leave early and drive slow and stay away from those snowplows. We haven't had much practice driving in the winter weather recently, so just some friendly reminders there, because Friday morning is going to be a rough commute, as another 1 to 2 inches of snow is expected early, and then it could flip over to a little bit of light rain before the whole system departs by Friday afternoon. After that, we get a little break on Saturday as high temperatures hover right around that freezing mark, so you're going to want to clear that snow as soon as possible, because by Sunday, a bigger storm strikes. Snow will start accumulating by midday on Sunday. Right now, we're looking at 1 to 3 inches of snow that will likely turn into a wintry mix, an icy situation in the afternoon, and then all rain by the evening. This is temperatures climb to the 40s. As the storm still hits the state on Monday, it'll be warmer with rain likely here for us as high temperatures climb to near 50. But all good things must come to an end, and we slide back below freezing Monday night and into Tuesday morning, so those rain showers will flip back over to a wintry mix and probably put down a layer of ice before dumping snow back on top of it. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
As for our current temperature, it is a sunny 35 degrees. 43 degrees our high today, and that came at midnight. Our morning low, 25 degrees. Yesterday, we had a high of 57 and no precipitation. Record high for this day all the way back in 2012 at 80, while a record low was 9 below in 1986. Last year on this day, our high was 49, our low 30. Sunset today will be at 7:13, sunrise tomorrow at 7:04. No precipitation, the barometer up slightly to 30.12, and southwest winds are at 2 to 4. Again, it is 35 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. As for the state sports news, first place is out of reach, but finishing second in the Eastern Conference would still benefit the Bucks' playoff chances. It would mean more home games. Milwaukee's chances to lock down second place in the conference over the next 14 games are helped by the knee injury suffered by Cavaliers star guard Donovan Mitchell. He missed 7 games and then played poorly in 2. He's expected to miss the team's next game. Added to the return of Chris Middleton to the Bucks lineup, and the team has a good chance to nab the second seed. Right now, Giannis Antetokounmpo and his teammates have a 1.5-game edge on Cleveland as the Bucks get ready to play Boston tonight. Our coverage getting underway at 6 o'clock over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Former Packer wide receiver Davante Adams says it's tough to lose his teammate Josh Jacobs, but he's offering the running back his good wishes as he moves on to Green Bay. On Instagram last week, Adams posted, "Go be great, my boy," in a message to Jacobs. In his 5-year NFL career, Jacobs was rushed for 5,545 yards and 46 touchdowns, fumbling only once in the last 2 years. He has been named All-Pro twice.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency.
The NFL Competition Committee is proposing a rule to penalize so-called hip drop tackles and a radical change to kickoffs to add more returns without compromising safety. The proposals will be presented to owners at the league meetings later this month, with 24 out of 32 votes needed for approval. The committee didn't propose any rule change to limit the use of the tush push quarterback sneak that has been so successful for the Philadelphia Eagles the past few seasons, or any change to the rule giving the defensive team a touchback if the team with the ball fumbles through the end zone. And Purdue is back in the NCAA tournament with a number one seed with the goal of regrouping from last year's shocking upset loss to Fairleigh Dickinson. The Boilermakers became the second top seed to lose to a number 16 seed. The first was Virginia in 2018. The Cavaliers lost to UMBC but regrouped to win the championship a year later. The Cavaliers' journey offers a March Madness roadmap for the Boilermakers before their opener Friday. Former Virginia player Ty Jerome was part of that title-winning team. He says going through the loss together can make Purdue stronger for this year. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
The Bloomington Livestock Exchange hosts RedFest Sunday, March 24th. The 2024 Red Angus Sale features over 45 registered bulls, over 200 commercial females, including cows, bred heifers, open heifers. The sale kicks off at 1 p.m. For catalog information, visit redfestsale.com. Online bidding will be available at dvauction.com and cattleusa.com. Mark your calendars now to be part of the 6th annual RedFest Sale at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange, Sunday, March 24th at 1 p.m.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City. Taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home garden tractor, McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans were higher Wednesday, corn finished mixed, cattle and hogs closed lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans are supported by commercial and technical buying. Beans and products found some new interest with help from a higher move in palm oil ahead of the U.S. session. Unknown Destinations bought 120,000 tons of new crop U.S. soybeans Wednesday morning, but overall, export demand does remain slow. May beans were up 24 at 1209 and a half. July was 23 higher at 1223 and a quarter. May soybean meal is up $8.60 at $3.42.50. May soybean oil is 86 points higher at 49. Corn was mixed, mostly firm, adjusting spreads. There is rain in the forecast for central Brazil, along with southern Brazil and Argentina, but more will be needed. Export demand for U.S. corn solid, even with China turning to Brazil and Ukraine for some of their recent needs. May corn was down a half at 4.39, July held at 4.52 and a quarter. And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling, along with the higher trade in the dollar during the session. As has been the case for 2 years, any support tied to flare-ups in the Russia-Ukraine war is short-lived. Forecast to have improved chances of rain in the southern plains into early April. May Chicago is down 7.5 at 5.45. May Kansas City was 2.25 lower at 5.80.5. May Minneapolis wheat was down 3/4 at 6.55. Live and feeder cattle were down, waiting for widespread direct business and Fridays on feeder port. April live is 25 lower at 187.80. June was down 22 at 184.77. April feeders were 15 lower at 254.92. And hogs were down on the lower midday pork ahead of Thursday's livestock slaughter numbers. April lean was 52 lower at 85.30, and June is down 62 cents at $100.62. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
Cash cattle trade activity has been slow to develop this week. Bids did surface Wednesday at $186 live in Kansas. Asking prices were around $188 plus live in the south, but the north was quiet. Packer inquiry has been limited. It's more than likely significant trade volumes going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 22 cents at $313.44. Select was 47 cents lower at $302.71. Estimated cattle slaughter was 116,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up more than 11,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. Barrows and gilt at the National Daily Direct were up 46 cents with a weighted average of 81.24. The Western Corn Belt closed 59 cents higher with a weighted average of 81.14. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. And estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and up about 7,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. In a House Ag Committee hearing Wednesday, Trade Ambassador Tom Kipp told lawmakers China is stealing intellectual property from the U.S.
Several Chinese nationals were stealing proprietary seeds in our area from production fields and shipping them back to China. These Chinese nationals were caught and convicted, but how many were not caught?
More news after this.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
John Deere, Kinze Manufacturing, and Ag Leader Technology are working together to make it easier for farmers to integrate equipment and technology. The companies agreed to resolve all outstanding litigation through an arrangement where John Deere will license planting technology to the other two. Midwest lawmakers have sent letters to the Biden administration asking for expanded market access for U.S. biofuels and continued engagement with Brazil on its import tariff for U.S. ethanol. The president of the American Soybean Association told House lawmakers to do no harm to the current trade relationship between the U.S. and China. Josh Gackel said it takes years to build good relationships, and China is a top buyer of soybeans.
In the last marketing year, the export value of U.S. soybeans totaled over $32 billion. China accounted for nearly $19 billion of this total.
I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Our great deals this month include, from the 13th to the 25th, our purchase Clark or Royal Paint, any size, and get the next one half off of equal or lesser value. Also buy a $50 gift certificate and you will receive a $10 one for yourself. So stop in at our Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse to get these and many other deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Preparing for battle against tar spot. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Channel Brand Seed on Brownfield. As farmers head into the 2024 planting season, it's not too early to start thinking about tar spot. In this Managing for Profit, Cody Hornaday, a technical agronomist for Channel Brand Seed, says scouting will be key throughout the entire growing season. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
At Bayer, we think farmers have made enough trade-offs. That's why we created VT4 Pro with RNAi technology, so you don't have to choose between yield potential or our widest spectrum of insect protection. You get both. And you're even protected against notorious pests like corn earworm and corn rootworm. Visit VT4Pro.com to trait up without the trade-offs. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2023 Bayer Group, all rights reserved.
Agronomist Cody Hornaday says scouting will be crucial for farmers in the fight against tar spot this year.
Tar spot's something that now it's here to stay. So it's a lot like gray leaf spot, northern corn leaf blight, some of those diseases. And so we know that it could be a problem if we get the right environment. And so one of the big things to consider is just making sure you're scouting. So go out, you know, start scouting around V10, V12. I wouldn't expect it to be there, but it's something to start looking for around then. And certainly scout very heavily through tassel and parts of reproduction. Once you start to see it come in or hear reports of it in your neighborhood, that's when you want to probably start taking action and making sure you got a fungicide application on to help control it.
He tells Brownfield when tar spot moves into a field matters.
If you have tar spot come in early in the season, you can see losses as great as 50, 60, potentially plus bushels an acre. And it's not necessarily just overall yield loss. It's the standability within the plant, stalk integrity. There's a lot of other agronomic issues that are associated with tar spot.
Hornaday says if tar spot has been an issue in the past, farmers need to consider a fungicide.
A couple of the things to think about are not just timing, but also the product to use. So timing is tough for this one, because I'd say over the last 4 years, we've seen it come in at different times. So sometimes we see it come in early, and when we see it come in early, we know we need to spray early. And it's something that where you, if you put a quality fungicide on like Dilaro Complete, you're gonna get 21 days worth of residual control there. And you don't want to put it on too early, because if you're not seeing the disease, there's a fine line there, I guess I should say. And so you want to put it on once you start to see it, or before as a preventative measure if you know you're going to have pressure. So irrigated acres would be one situation where, in my opinion, you need to plan on making that application to control it. And in other situations, you may not want to do that typical VT application. If it's going to come in later, you might want to wait another week or so. So I'll give you the typical agronomic answer. It depends a little bit, but definitely different ways to manage it depending on the pressure.
He says Channel Seed Pros can help farmers determine the correct inputs to support Channel brand corn products, which include planting at the right population, managing for balanced soil nutrients, and applications of fertilizers and fungicides. I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Channel Brand Seed on Brownfield.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Just 20 minutes away from 6 o'clock as our evening continues. A reminder, though, that the regular Wednesday Town of Orion Board of Directors meeting, that it has been moved now. It will be held Thursday of this week due to scheduling conflicts. Board meetings, though, will return to Wednesdays, in April. The meeting will begin this Thursday promptly at 5:30 and will be held in the new Orion Town Hall, located at 22304 Feed Road, Muscadet. If you have questions, contact the town clerk. Back to music, though, right now. I'm Bo Hendricks, and here's Justin Moore. Somebody Else Will.
Mm-hmm. Been sitting here tipping back Crown Street, working up the nerve and the words to say, to turn those eyes and that smile my way. No time to waste, 'cause you showed up and all eyes on you, shining like a diamond in a neon room. Every guy here wants to make a move, I better make a move, 'cause somebody else will. If I don't walk up and ask you your name right now, offer to buy you a drink, sit down, the day you looks good, kill. Somebody else will. If I don't take a chance on your lips and lean in, slowly stealing your kiss like this, making your world stand still. Somebody else will. Coast, maybe you're a little bit down home. Either way, girl, I just gotta know. I just gotta know, 'cause somebody else will. If I don't walk up and ask you your name right now, offer to buy you a drink, sit down, a day you looks good, kill. Somebody else will. If I don't take a chance on your lips leaning, slowly stealing your kiss like this, making your world stand still. Somebody else is gonna hold ya, somebody gonna get to know ya. If I don't get fair and sweet, you off your feet, yeah. Somebody else will. Oh, somebody else will. Somebody else will. If I don't walk up and ask you your name right now, offer to buy you a drink, sit down, to tell you kill. Somebody else will. If I don't take a chance on your lips leaning, slowly stealing your kiss like this, making your world stand still. Somebody else will, baby.
Play those guitars. one to lean on and lighten your load. So grab the love that will hold you, yeah, never let you go. Come on. Grab the love of a good friend when you're feeling low. A heart to help you carry all the burdens that grow. Someone to lean on and lighten your load. So grab the love that will hold you, yeah, never let you go. Grab the love that will hold you, yeah, never let you go. It'll never let you go.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing, like a hot tub? Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Get ready for a musical extravaganza like never before. Richland County Performing Arts proudly presents Symphony on the Rocks, returning to the Richland Center City Auditorium March 23rd. Brace yourself for an electrifying evening featuring classic rock like you've never heard it before. Picture an incredible rock band fronting a symphony orchestra, creating a sonic experience you won't find anywhere else. Prepare for a great playlist of songs from Queen, Foreigner, Led Zeppelin, Styx, The Beatles, Journey, The Who, and many, many more. This monumental event takes place in the historic Richland Center City Auditorium, starting at 7 o'clock. This is the largest show yet, promising an unforgettable night of music. Tickets are only $35 and available at Napa Auto Parts, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Ameriprise offices, or online at eventbrite.com. Search SOTR for Symphony on the Rocks. Don't miss this incredible night. Join them for an evening of symphony and rock, all for a good cause. Proceeds will contribute to the restoration work at the historic City Auditorium. Symphony on the Rocks, returning to Richland Center, March 23rd.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Still looking ahead to what's to come this week, you can learn more about the River Valley School District referendum with your questions at a public meeting this Thursday at 5. The meeting will be held in the River Valley Middle School cafeteria. So if you plan, you can head out there with your questions. Right now, 35 degrees, only 10 minutes away from 6 o'clock as we hear from Ann Wilson and rain in the rear view.
Tell me how much hurt can a heart take? Tell me how much wind till the walls cave? You can just stay right there in the pain or listen to the voice that you hear when you pray. Tell me how much hurt can a heart take before it breaks? When the storm rolls in and the sky won't quit. gotten into on a two-tone, two lanes of freedom, singing Jesus, take the wheel. Now I know what she was feeling, oh, 'cause I feel it too.
Yeah. Don't move, baby, don't move. Oh, look at you, I just wanna take this in. The moonlight dancing off your skin. Our time, let's take our time. I just wanna look in your eyes and catch my breath. 'Cause I got a feeling this could be one of those memories we wanna hold on to, cling to, the one we can't forget. Baby, this could be our last first kiss, the dawn of forever. Inside, can you feel the butterflies floating all around? 'Cause I can sure feel now. Tonight, maybe tonight, is the start of a beautiful ride that'll never end. And baby, I